Awesome Man Show, friend of the show, doing big things on the shore. It's my man, Jason Kraft, and took those guys to a tournament, our postseason game, for the first time in 7 years at the shore, doing big things. My man, what's good, brother?
Boss man in the house, what's going on? UMES Hawks here. My backdrop is different. I'm on the road recruiting right now, so you got the hotel backdrop. We got the American flag. We got some buildings that we're not used to seeing at the Eastern Shore.
I hear that. Hey, it's all good. Hey, it means you grinding and working, like your team grinded and worked all year long. So, bro, we talked about it last time, bro. They had you ranked dead freaking last in the country for his rankings, and look what you did. 11 wins, your team defended like crazy. All year long, hustled, scrapped, showed that toughness. I know you have been from New York, working in Philadelphia. I saw your personality in your team, brother, and I'm happy for you, man, because you've been through hell and back, and you persevered, and your boy still played for you, man, this year.
Yeah, you know, we had a tough year, and I thought that the guys, you know, regardless of the fact that we were ranked dead last in Sports Illustrated, I think we really that not playing last year, just the hurt, the pain from not being able to participate and watching others do it, I think it carried over and it added to our edge. So am I from New York? And I'm in New York right now trying to recruit some New York guys. And we love guys from the Northeast and the inner cities and from tough backgrounds that can bring some blue collar toughness to our program. We've got some guys from Baltimore, Cali, you know, we got guys from all over, and they all come from places where we look for blue collar toughness. And I think you saw that in our basketball team. They really embraced it to be top 10 in the country in three different statistical categories: steals per game, steals percentage, and turnover force. That was a testament to how hard they played, and they bought into that. So we got to just take the things that we did on a positive level this year and try to capitalize off it and build off it as a foundation as we move forward.
How happy are you to go to spring practice this year, knowing you got guys there, man, that can ball for you and getting them to work out some more, get them better play development wise? Because I know play development is part of your background. So getting those guys better, showing them how to improve their games over this summer here, so you can be even better next year defensively. And using the example of St. Peter's, like, look, same situation you're in, kind of sort of with resources, how school is, they can do it. Why can't the Shore do it?
Yeah, you know, I think you look at those situations, and shout out to Shaheen Holloway, shout out to St. Peter's and what they did. We do a lot of similar things on both sides of the ball. You know, I thought that their team executed at a higher level. What we got to do with our team is we got to carry over that same defensive intensity that we had. It had us one of the best in the country. And we've got to get more consistency with our offensive execution. I think my first year, we struggled to make shots. I think this year we struggled with consistency in terms of just like that unified daily buy-in of executing our offense. If we do that with consistency like we did on the defensive end, you know, it's arguable that we could have been doing some of the things St. Peter's were doing. You know, when you saw some of our games, you saw us against UConn, you saw us, you know, later in the conference season, you know, with some big blowout wins over North Carolina Central and Coppin State, you know, Central being one of the premier programs in the league, and Coppin State going on and playing in the conference championship game against a good Norfolk State team, and unfortunately not being able to pull off the upset, or actually fortunately for Norfolk, they were able to pull off and be the team that won it and represented our league. But so, yeah, for us in the spring, it's going to be about, you know, getting back to work, working on some skill development, working on moving the basketball, tightening up our offensive execution, and then carrying that over to the spring while we recruit and add players. Boss man, we're going to lose a good amount of guys, too, to graduation and things like that. So we'll have some core guys back. We're also out recruiting to bring in some new talent.
No doubt, man. And that portal thing can help you out a lot because, like, look, guys see that you got some brewing over there. I mean, coaches and attorneys told me your guy does some things over there at UMS. Yeah, that's my guy. I'm going to tweet out my guy one way for sure. That's my dude. You know what he's doing.
No way, baby.
So guys in the profession see what you're doing, brother. They tell me about it offline. Like, your man does some things over there. Yeah, he is. He's building some over there. Some brewing on the shore over there, man. So I think, bro, the portal going to see guys, well, they're in the MEAC conference. This conference got better in the MEAC top to bottom over there. So why would I play for this guy who's got an NBA background who can help me play professionally, whether it be in the G League or the NBA or overseas as well, with your style of defensive style of play, showing them how to actually defend. If you can defend, you can play for a long time. You can make shots as well. It helps too. Yeah. So the way you coach and play, it'll help guys want to play beyond college basketball, in my opinion.
Definitely. I think right now, you know, when you look at the portal, and I tell my staff this all the time, and I think, you know, sometimes people get caught up in a portal. I just get caught up in the right player that's the right fit for us. You know, wherever that comes from, we'll take it, whether it's the portal, whether it's the JUCO realm, the high school, the prep school, whatever situation it is, we'll take it. You know, I think some of the things we did this year puts us more in a national light where, you know, kids might feel like, okay, it's not such a disaster zone anymore. And they built it into a way now, can we take the next step? But as you know, boss man, the next step's the hardest step. I've been part of these rebuilds, you know, and, you know, going from worse to getting competitive is the first step, but going from being competitive to being a champion, well, that's going to be a harder step. And one of our spring meetings is going to be about, we've got to work harder than we've ever worked before. You know, we've worked hard already, but we got to take it to another gear, another level, new commitment of buy-in, because next year's a new year. And regardless of the carryover that we have and the experience that we have of some guys, core guys coming back, it's still a new season. Jay Wright always taught me that. Every year is a brand new year. So don't have any expectations based off of what you did in the past, because that's now done. But yeah, we're excited to get involved with some quality recruits, continue to raise the profile of the talent that we bring into Eastern Shore and do some special things here.
Yeah, Eastern Shore is no longer a bye week anymore or a bye game. Like, hey, that's a win. That's a win. Nah, you all compete like hell. And like, even looking at the scores of your game, Jason, like, the defense kept you in a lot of games. Yeah, had you made some shots, you could have won those games. So just looking at the scores, and it's not doing too many crazy blowouts. You are competitive every night. You know, just the fact that, hey, execution on the offense, making some shots. But like I said, I love the fact that you was in every game. You had a chance to win. Well, like, we did not like you kind of resign to it. Okay, one big run and we're done. No, we're still in this thing. So if we make some shots, make some plays, we'll be good to go.
Yeah, there's two games this entire season for the most part. I think our guys would attest to this, where it was like, you know, we didn't take care of business. You know, at Morgan State, you know, it was a crazy day. It was a lot of game time changes and a lot of things that happened on the fly that tried to distract us. And unfortunately, I thought we gave into that. And that was something that we were disappointed about. You know, we've been a team that's for the most part all season was consistent with being ready to play. And Morgan, they dropped the hammer on us and blew us out that night. And our guys responded from that with a big win on senior night against Del State. And we had a nice showing in the MEAC tournament defensively, but we struggled offensively. And I think that getting that MEAC tournament experience for guys that hadn't played in the Scope Center was important. You know, we didn't have that. We had one guy that played in the Scope, you know, and having not played last year. So we want to take that experience and carry it over. And the experience of playing the Basketball Classic versus a good team in Coastal Carolina that made the Final Four in the Basketball Classic, you know, it's only going to help us for the future. We want to be playing in postseason. You know, we did it in the Basketball Classic this year. Moving forward, we want to be in the premier postseasons. We want to be in the NIT. We want to progress and be in the NCAA tournament. And that's going to come from continuing to just get better in every facet. We got to keep getting better as a coaching staff. We got to keep getting better with our talent, player development, our recruiting, our defensive stuff. We were top 10. Let's be number one. You know, our offensive execution, way too many turnovers. So we got to get better with our decision making. Our guys here getting better with that, and us bringing in better decision makers and a part of our recruiting class.
No doubt. And Jason, like, the whole conference got better, man. I was disappointed that they gave Rob and him a 16 seed. Like, they should have gave him a 15. Like, even he was disappointed about that. Like, they played a hell of a schedule. They beat who they had in front of them, but still no respect for the MEAC or the SWAC. You know, always going to be a play-in situation or 16 seed. And you all are trying to schedule hard as you can in the conference, and it's eight of you all there. And Kenny got better this year. Morgan was better as well. Central's always there. You guys was better. So it's like the conference overall, all eight of you all are better than what you were in your previous years. You still get that, man, 16 seed. It's like, respect to me, I get a SWAC. Come on now.
Yeah, I think the conference is making strides, and some of those strides are going to be because you've got consistency in the top of the conference and some of the teams that have been successful in their coaches, right? So Rob Jones has been there for over a decade now as a head coach and an assistant coach there at Norfolk State. We know what Lavelle has done at North Carolina Central, all right? So those two guys have been there with consistency, and then you've got a cast of brand new coaches across the board, you know, that are doing a great job building their program. So it's a lot of fresh energy, a lot of fresh life, a lot of new hardworking, you know, staffs that are eager to build their programs up. And now the MEAC has started to take a step forward. And I think this portal is also providing an opportunity for low major schools to be able to get some talent in a different manner than it's used to being able to get and to make some progress forward. So I think across the board, this was a year Del State didn't win a basketball game, but they're right there able to beat anybody, you know, any night, you know, and taking teams to distance. You know, they took Norfolk State to distance in the MEAC tournament. You know, they gave us a battle and on senior night. They gave a lot of teams battles, went to overtime with North Carolina Central late in the year. So shout out to Stan Waterman and what he's doing. Shout out to Kenny Blakeney and what he's doing at Howard, building that program. And you see what Morgan State's doing over there. You see what Coppin doing and just seeing what those guys are doing. South Carolina State, shout out to Tony Madlock, you know, coming in there and putting a team together at the last second and being a scrappy defensive team that did some things moving forward. Everybody's grinding. The MEAC is here, and we took a step forward in not being in the first four, but I do believe that, you know, as years move on, that we won't be 15 seeds anymore.
And guys don't want to play you all no more. I know they don't want to play you guys no more. They don't want to play Rob Jones. They don't want to play Lavelle. They don't want to play Kenny Blakeney because, you know, I'm already hearing the whispers like, we don't want to play the MEAC guys. I'm already hearing the whispers about the schedules because I'm telling my guys, man, play some of my MEAC folks. I told it to Josh Pastner. I said, play some of my MEAC guys. We'll see. And so I'm telling guys who I talk to, and then I'm going to give y'all opportunity because just play them. If they beat you, beat you, but they don't take their chance though, because you all tough and scrappy. You all make their guys work.
Yeah. Well, I still think that, you know, it's the disrespect that our league gets still. You know, I mean, no one wants to lose to an HBCU because of the perception may try to be of us. You know what I mean? Like supposedly we can't coach, supposedly we can't do certain things. So if you lose to us, it's an embarrassing loss. When really there's some great coaches at this level that do some dynamic things and can make some things happen. And I think, you know, teams saw that. So now they're a little bit kind of hesitant on doing that because, like, it's a black cloud in their schedule. And really it's like, no, you played against a really good basketball team and they showed up to play. And we deserve the respect to be able to play against anybody on any given night. We deserve the respect to move up in the NCAA tournament rankings and get higher seeds and all those things. And, you know, the HBCUs and the black coaches can coach. We can get some things done. And don't be afraid to play us.
No doubt. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Let's play them. Let's see what happens. You know, throw the ball out there, see what happens. Because you all can coach. And that's what's so sad about it is because they all give you us the play-in game or the 16 seed. And so I was like, okay, don't get beat. You're here. So, because when you win, fans, you get units, right? It helps the conferences, right? Now, of course, Texas Southern got a unit for the SWAC. It's good, but Jahria Jones teams shouldn't have been in the first four. Let's be real about that. Let's be real about that, right? So it does help the conference if you win in the first four, but why have to be in that situation to begin with? You know, every year? Every year? You know what I'm saying?
It blows
my mind.
Yeah. Well, I think, like I said, you know, Rob might not have been happy with his seed selection, and I respect that because he had an unbelievable year. But they weren't in the first four, so that was a step forward for our league, you know, in terms of not getting in the first four and being in a real first-round game already. Now the next step, we just got to keep making next steps as a league. You know, when you see our, you know, we were, you know, blessed to be one of the teams in our league that did have success in the non-conference and, you know, and winning against teams like Fordham on the road, you know, having a nice showing against UConn and defeating Lehigh, a good Patriot League team that did well this year, and losing at the buzzer to Atlanta and St. Joe. So we did some things in non-conference that opened some eyes. And then other teams in our conference did some things as well. So the caliber of play is on the rise. The caliber of coaching is on the rise. And what that should do is catapult us into different seeding levels in every tournament, you know, not just the NCAA tournament, but also in the NIT when those bids start happening for us in our league.
No doubt. And for you, Jason, how has it been trying to kind of get games next year? Because people know that you're not just the worst team in America anymore. And so how's it trying to schedule games? Yeah. Knowing that you have to raise money for your university, you know, the department, because that's the thing about black colleges people. They have to raise the basketball team, football team, the women's basketball team has to go out and play money games to help the departments of their respective schools, people. So it's more to it just why they play these teams, because it's part of it, how they have to. But Jason, I'll let you talk more about it, brother.
Yeah, I think you got a couple of dynamics. One, I think as, you know, as low resource and income institutions, you know, we've got to keep finding dynamic ways to be able to raise money outside of just, you know, relying on the basketball team to go out and play guarantee games, you know, because as your program gets better, which you've seen, you know, with some of the upper level HBCUs in basketball, you know, you're not going to go out and just get $700,000 anymore, because not everybody's going to want to play to be able to bring in that type of money. So, you know, for us, you know, there has been a change. You know, we played that game against UConn and in the handshake line, they were very adamant about, we're not playing you next year. You know, St. Joe's is not playing us next year, you know, so that's almost $200,000 that we've got to find somewhere else. Fordham, you know, dropped us and doesn't want to play us next year. So you're looking at about $250,000 there that we've got to find, you know, from other programs. So we'll find games. We'll be able to figure it out as all we always do. But the dynamic of playing those teams in those games changes as you get better. You know, schools benefit sometimes off of the team being bad and sometimes get very comfortable with a bad basketball program and being able to bring in just all this guarantee money. But as we build this basketball program, I've been very adamant about, you know, the guarantee money dynamics are going to change as they have at the other upper level HBCUs. And we're going to have to get creative as an institution to find new dynamic ways to raise money outside of just playing the guarantee games. And that's part of the journey. And we're excited to be a part of that as we build our program. Hopefully we can start raising money in different ways from TV exposure, playing in national tournaments and getting exposure for our school and helping to increase our enrollment. A la the Flutie effect back in the day, when you take a program from worst to first and seeing the dynamics of what that could do. We got to get to start selling some Hawk basketball shirts online. You know what I mean? We got to just get this brand of one way out there. There's so many dynamic things that we can do. It starts on the defensive end for us. It continues with continuing to build and bringing the right types of people that play the basketball game the right type of way, having the right type of staff, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
You know, Jason, you know, being the Hawks kind of warms my heart because I'm a Hawk. So being the East Shore Hawks, the Hawk love is the Hawks have a new to my heart because I'm a Hawk man as already is. So one way for real. So Jason, I know you're busy, my brother. Hey, recruit your butt off, man. Get these new guys to the Shore, man. Show them how it is, how you do it over there, my brother. You know I'm cheering for you. You know I got you back any way I can, my brother. And I'll be pushing you guys on Twitter every chance I get, my brother.
Appreciate you, brother, man. Great being on it. Boss, man. Peace out and one way.